We begin the new Masechta Baba Basra, begin on the first daf, daf Beis, begin the Manal, begin the Teis Master, begin with the opening words of this Masechta, Hashra Tafen, regarding the partners that want to make a Mechitz in the Chatzah. So let's take the Kul and the Zikin, the whole Seidin, the whole Masechta Zikin, which is the three Babas, Baba Kam, Baba Matzi, Baba Basra, Chod Masechti, it's all one Masechti, I mean, guys, the Kam, like the Gemara says, Baba Kam, the Beis Manal, Now, but the truth is, even if it was not one Masechta, but if it was one Masechta, I'm sure we would understand this, the flow. But even if it was not one Masechta, so first you have to explain, why is this Masechta, Baba Basa, the last gate, after the previous Masechta, the middle gate? As we find the Dai Gemara, as the Gemara infers Bereish Masechta Shavuos, Gemara says the truth that Beizim Beiz Mechti. The Gemara asks, let's see Tana Me Makis. All the previous Masechta was Makis. Ma'ishem the Tana Shavuos. Why is Shavuos coming after Makis? We find this in many places, as the Gemara beginning Masechta Saita. So that's what we have to understand. Where does this come in over here? The Gemara says, "Baba Kama Dafkar Beizim Menal Petrim Masechta and Two Masechta Ain Seid LeMishnah." There's no order to the Mishnayos. So it says, "No, Hainu." That means LeIn Machlekes V'Atkach Stam. When you have a Mishnah that is Machlekes, and then you have anonymously, which generally you say that, "Oh, Halacha is like Stam." Oh, we don't say that with two different Masechta. Mishnah. The Rebbe Leishon, no, it's a midah because the Masechta is because Rebbe did not. That's not necessarily the order. It's not necessarily that the Machlekes was first and then Stam. No one said the second Masechta was before the first Masechta. Sometimes a later Masechta was taught before the first one. But in general, there is an order. And therefore, Tzitzis wants to know, where does this idea of Hashut and Shirot Las Mechitz B'chatzar come after Masechta B'Matzir? The reason is as follows. Shum Dekoy Ahach Pirka Del Elts. Actually, going back on what the last parak was, B'Matzir of covered the design of Beis. We spoke about it by Svalichal Beishan Aflu, where if the two-story apartment, someone lives in the first one, someone lives in the second story, and the house collapses, they divide the wood, the earth, etc. For and the Gemara calls them partners, which is exactly what we're talking about regarding partners sharing in the responsibility, and then when it collapses. If you have two gardens, one on top of the other, but meantime, literally the last Halacha with the last Mishnah, and you have vegetables growing from between the ground between them. That's the idea of partnership, and therefore that's exactly what our Masechta Baba Basra goes and starts and flows into. Next, let's start to begin with the words of the Mishnah, Kfisin, which is one of the types of materials used for the construction of the wall. Which the Gemara explains, and this is on Daf Gimel and Aleph, that Kfisin means Archi. These are half of bricks. So it says a bekash luri. It's difficult to read because the pasuk Chabakuk Perk Bay says bekafes me eight yamena. Mashma shushal eight sounds like that these are actually made out of wood and not out of stone like bricks are. Amri says the shema yimnichem eitzam olmal or mata. Maybe it was actually bricks, but they actually put wood on top and below it, and therefore it's not a contradiction to being this ariach, this archi that the Gemara mentions as made out of stone. Next says mata to begin the words in Mishnah. Bigvil, if that's what they usually make it out of, it says, and this one gives tvachim, and this one gives three tvachim. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say simply bigvil vav tvachim? Why do you have to say each one three? Why don't you just say that it's six tvachim? Shundalei niti lemim, because we don't want you to make a mistake to say vav lachalecha, that you would have thought each one has to give six. We say each one gives three. And this is what we're going to say, am I, it's of lemisni. Why did Mishnah have to tell us meet this gvil of gazes, the measurements of the actual, the chisel stone and the unchisel stones? Given that now, what's the Mishnah says, a kol kamenig medin, everything's according to the custom of the country. Kamashinagu, Kenya, so whatever the custom is, that's what they should do. You have to start giving me black and white instructions about what each one's measurements are. Just whatever the custom is. Hashem says, the im nogu yesim evav begvil, what it's coming to tell us is, if the custom was begvil, to be more than six vachim, lo yasa, then one should not actually do that. It's actually limiting the minig. Pchen kulim, so too regarding all of them. Elik hashem afurish, it should only be like the explicit measurement that our Mishnah mentions. Now, me, however, im nogu lasis pachas mevav, but mevav, but if they did less than six vachim, then yasa, then you should follow the common custom. Tafilim nogu b'hutz b'dafna. Even if the custom is to make out of palm fronds and branches, yes, you should do. Come to Farsh B'Gemara, like the Gemara explains this point on top of Dalam and Alf. The Talmud says, if you're going to say, you might buy B'Gemara, Why is the Gemara ask Hakol Gemara Nigadina when it says the Mishnah everything is according to the common custom? Lasso Yamazi come to include. Mishnah the Gemara answers. Lasso Yasid and Higibu Tzavidav. That's come to cool places where the custom is to make it out of branches and palm fronds. Lame. Why didn't the Gemara just say Lasso? It's come to include Kamina Kol Makamis like the custom of wherever the place is. Commission Agu like their custom is. Or have to be specifically Hutzavidav. No, it should be whatever the common custom is, whatever dimensions, whatever measurements. So when they're in time of the fizz, in time, the dafka behutz of a dafna. No, it's coming to tell you specifically that if the mining medina is like palm fronds, then you do that. If the common custom is less than that, I feel a nagu, even if that is the custom, minyag hedyutu, that's a type of a custom that's not intelligent. And mechich mekam actually proves from here. There are certain customs that one should not rely on. Even when the Mishnah says Hakol Kamenig Medina, everything's like the common custom, some in Hagim we would not apply that rule to, and it would not follow that minig. Next says must begin with the words of the Mishnah Lafikach. Therefore, Nafalakasbuchalu. Since they, what does it mean? Therefore, if the wall falls, then they shear in the place and the stones, it goes to both and pierce. In other words, Lafisha by my Kaisabal Karcham, since they have to build the wall of both of them, or because the Hiknuz Elazel, as is good, or because they transferred ownership one to the other to make the wall, which is Lilish Nakama, according to the first interpretation, where there's different interpretations in what the Mishnah's halacha is mandating. Ukugun, do you do a lot? When, for example, it's known to us, Adayin, still. When they recall Sheikh Nozelze, which they transferred the rights one to the other. Ulish Nabasa, according to the second version of the Mishnah Hazagriya, is because of the damages of when one looks into the other, meaning it depends on what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. That the partners could force each other to build a wall, even without making a kikinya between each other, because Hazagriya is considered as a Hezek, and the partners could petition one to the other to build a wall between them so they don't harm each other by looking one with the other. So that's what the Mishnah means. Lafikach amnos la kaisel la makam van meshoshneim is because, depending on how you interpret the Mishnah, is that they could force each other to build the wall, and therefore it's logical that the building of the wall was to both of them. Vincent has been attempting to say, now, my ear, why did the Mishnah have to say that Mishum de Bainak Kaisal Bal Karacham, that because they have to build the wall. So, okay, so that's how we know that it belongs to both of them. But even without the Rabbi Shosh name, it would belong to both of them. I feel enough for the Rishus of the Chadmai, even if, let's say, the wall fell into the domain of one of them. Because Kivin in Chaz is Lelezeb Lelezeb, since it's evident that there's no Chazes, which is a type of a symbol on the outside of the wall. On neither side does it have, which would show that it belongs to whichever one has the chazes on his side. Like the Gemara asks on the Avdal Mabez, Gavibika regarding by the open fields. Go ahead. Don't make a chazes for either one of them. And we by default we would know that it belongs to both of them. Now we have the Heich, the Nafal Shusai. Now, if it would be that if there was no chazes for either one of them and the wall would fall into possession of one of them, that it would belong to him, and the other one would have to bring a riot to get the avonim. So my parach, so what is the Gemara asking? What are you talking about? Hatzarach lasses chazes. You have to make a chazes shalip l'shus achar that it doesn't fall into the other person's domain. But I mean, he's going to say shalayim that it belongs to him. Obviously, that even if they don't make a chazus at all, the owner of the courtyard that the stone that the wall fell into would not be considered as a mochzik. Now, says Taisis, this is the Gemara says about mitzvah of kof medalt. When someone is swapping a cow for a donkey, and rechin bereish abayis valia, the Gemara with the end of kof tezayin the base. Meaning, regarding that case over there, that it gave birth, and you don't know if it gave birth before they made a kinyan, and therefore it belongs to the seller with one afterwards, and it belongs to the one who bought it. So the Mishnah says over there that they divide the blood between them. The Gemara asks over there, well, what's that? Why is the halacha that they divide it between them, the child? The halacha should be that whoever's rishus it's in, he's the muchzik, and the second one who's claiming that it's his should be in the raya, because the klal tamitz mevul raya, and that's what Taisa brings also b'chim berisha b'chbais v'aliyah, where regarding the two-story apartment where it collapsed, the halacha is that they divide it. The Gemara asks, well, why do they divide it? Why don't you see whose rishus the stones are in? And the second one who's claiming that it's his should have to bring a raya, mitzvah of a raya. So that's what the Gemara asked by both places. Let's rishus the man kaima. Let's see in whose possession it is. And let the other one be on the proof beyond him. So Taisa explains, I know that's mishum dahasam, because over there, mitchila, from the beginning, mavur haya adavar. It was verified to who it belongs to, meaning both of them were in possession of this before the stuffing actually started. Where when the guy switched a cow for a donkey, the stuffing only happened when we see the birth of the cow. And then it's possession of one of them. So too when the two-story apartment collapsed. The suffix is after the house collapsed, when the suffix happened. So it comes out that the abundant was in the possession of one of them. So, you know, in the beginning it was verified, but just echad men the suffix. And the suffix, however, developed, which regarding the child, regarding the stones, happened in the possession of one of them. And you're right. So therefore comes out that there is a muxik. And that's why the Gemara is asking, what's the mechwa? But over here, Mikara, Noilida Safik, in the beginning, is when the Safik was before anyone was Mochsik. And Vim Hoyu Boyin Lachlik, Boicha Kosalkaim, and they divided it when the wall was still around. So then they were divided, meaning even then we don't know. So the Safik didn't happen when the wall collapsed. We had it even before. And if we divide then, so then we would divide equally because of the Safik. Even according to the Rabban of Sumchas, less lumam and amatam Safik Chalkin, that generally don't hold that when you have money in doubt, that you say the halacha of that you divide it. Here they would agree. He keep in the leka hachachazak lezeyusim lezeh. Before it at least collapses, no one has a chazaka more one than the other one. Therefore, full enough for the reshus of the chadmi now, even if when ultimately it does fall in the possession of one of their properties, the other one does not lose his power again because you already had this, you know, suffix beforehand. So the subsequent chazaka cannot create the muxik. Now, let's address another point. It says, why don't we say we have the principle of kol d'olam gevar, whoever is stronger that he wins. Like when we have the Gemara later on, the Lamadam and Beis, when one guy says that it's my father's, and we have no way of verifying. So we just say, okay, you know, whoever overpowers is the one that gets to keep it. Now, hasam udaleka dara d'mayna. That's because over there, there's no dara d'mayna. In other words, that the halacha was only said in the place when there's no dara d'mayna. In other words, that the suffix came to Bezin only because the claims of the Bali din. Abul hacha, but over here, it could dara d'mayna. Here, the suffix was, even without the claims of the two partners, we truly don't know who the wall belongs to, and there we never said this halacha of kol d'olam gevar. So again, this is all supporting and addressing questions that might come up on the question that Taisus has. But there's a question that we have over here to address that Taisus was asking. Why are you saying that this halacha of the fikach, because, you know, the boynakas v'karcham, even without that, it would be both of them. As Taisus addressed, that even if it fell into Rishos to one of them, since there's no chazes, not to this one, not to this one, so that itself should be lafika chamnach lakaisel, it should belong to both of them. So that Taisus comes to the answer, Matatzri. The re answers, the hainu, hachtaparach begemar. This is really what the Gemara asks later on of Dalamat Alf. Pshita, that, it's an obvious halacha. Because the Pishma Kohen, like Rashi explains over there, that Philip, like Posgul and Dinam Asnitin, that even had the Mishnah not told us, Shemitchila ben Shnei Masu Bal Karchom, that even if he didn't tell us that, they had to both forcibly make the wall together from the beginning, Hayachal Kim Bishavah, of course we would have known that they would have divided equally. even if it would have fell into possession of one of them. Like it's obvious, like we explained from the halacha of value, where we said that it's obvious that since there's no chazit to either one of them, you would have to say yachleku, even if it fell the wall into the possession of one of them. So that's the Gemara's question. Shani, the Gemara answers, lo yitzricha, no, we know it was necessary to say this halacha, that the nafla shus, the chad meinayu, that if it fell into possession of one of them, meaning pirush, b'shol b'shusay harbe. You're right. If it just fell into one's property, we wouldn't say that it belongs to him. But it was there for a long time. Now at the time, would you say, give him the shabbos, should say harba, since the guy left it there in his property for a long time, nehemne, we should believe him, shaso kula, that, yeah, he's the one that totally made it. It wasn't made by them both together. Why? Because Migi has a claim. Since the boy Amar, since he could have said, like, why is it by me so long? Because I bought it from you. Yeah, we both made it together, but I bought it from you. But he would be believed Mishum the Shah Harbor because it stayed by him a long time. Therefore, he's believed to say that he actually built it all himself. Now, Avgav to Amar Bereisha Baizwali, although the Gemara says, what do you mean? Who cares that it was in his possession a long time? Partners don't care about each other, you know, leaving stuff in their property. Hachamari to show Yisimach de Regilis. It says, no, here it's talking about where he left it really longer than the norm. Because the ultimate of the shutvan, then you think because their partner is like Pedro, they're not going to care forever. Like the guy leaves it there for years and years and years. So therefore, that's why he would believe would have made it. Now Tais addresses another question that v'loydami legoidrus, and this is not similar to moving animals. The inlam chazaka, which the Gemara says lelam davlamavam and aleph, that there's no chazaka. So maybe you should say the same thing over here with the stones that are in the possession of one of the partners. That chazaka doesn't help, because you could suspend that, oh, they came on their own to the Shas and Machzik, and therefore doesn't prove ownership here also. The chazaka shouldn't help, because the stones came by themselves, by falling into his Rishus. Lefisha, in you do a biyad mihem, because you don't know who's it really is. So, by goydris, chazaka doesn't help, because you could say that they came from themselves. And the owners don't even know whose possession as it is. Levishin Yudua, or the Girsah, some have Yudea, because, the Bailim don't really know who's holding on to it. So it could be there a long time. It's not going to prove anything. And therefore, Gur just don't have a chazakah. He shouldn't have left it there so long in his possession. That's the Chiddush, therefore, of Mishnah. Kivin Mekar's name, Hayalasa, is. Since, from the beginning, the wall, we know, is the responsibility of both of them to make. Loy mehem loymer. He's not believer. We would have thought with the Migi would be believer. We're saying, no, that's the Chiddush. He's not believed to say, Shoah Sakal, that he did everything, the Migi, B'mokam Eidim, who, because although he has a Kaycha Migi, that's going against, quote-unquote, witnesses. What witnesses said that the other partner has 50%. Kedanan Tzadi, we testify, Shoah Salavada, that this guy did not make it himself. Because Kimisha Yechalitchik is Chaveir Bedin, since he could have forced his friend with courts, that he would make it with him. So therefore, we assume that he did. And that's Anan Sahadi. So the Migu doesn't work with Mokam Eidim. Alba Bika, but in the open fields, I'm sure how, but you're right, if he left it there for a long time, he would be believed to say that he made it with a Migu, that every once he could say that he bought it. Because by Bika, you actually can't force. And therefore, there is a possibility that he did build it himself, and then you would have a Migu, and it would not be Makamed. Now, Morava says Taisvis that Bahai Shinuya, this answer of the Gemara that we just mentioned, that why do we have to tell you that the Shutfin divide the Avonim, in Elam Avon, is only from the halacha of splitting the stones. A Makamakaisa, but regarding the place of where the wall was, that was always obvious. That they're going to divide it, but I did it. Nakar Avonim. It's just once we were mentioning the chiddush of the stones, Nakar Amokim. So we mentioned the chiddush of the place too. Next is Master Tabin, the words of the Gemara Sabrua. The Gemara opens up by saying that they thought that my mechitza. What does the Mishnah mean that Hashut Meshuvatz Vas mechitza in the Chatzer? It means a guda that they wanted to make a wall. Now, Taisa points out, he says, Avagav the Basayif, Koi, even though at the end this svara stands. Kama sabrua, still they said they thought, which usually connotes that that was only a havmina that they thought, but it really turns out it was wrong. Why do we use the terminology then sabrua? Because really, ultimately, this terminology is not really so primary. Like the Gemara actually asked that if it really meant a wall, you shouldn't have said the word mechitza. And it's really just pushing away the question, what the Gemara ultimately answers. And actually, the halacha follows actually the second version that mechitza does not mean guda, actually means deciding to split. Now, then the question is on the lishna basra. So that's what Tosafot suggests. Now, once we said in the first lashon sabru, which makes sense because it's really not so appropriate a terminology. So therefore, by the second version, even though that is the halacha, we also use the words sabru. And also the Re says the prepared kama to the dharma of Yerav Manav Ikka Sabrua, we find the word Sabrua, Afgav Musev Koi, even though at the end it stands, Umasikach, and actually that's the conclusion, still at times the Gemara will use the terminology of Sabrua. Next says Masa to begin with the Gemara, Kaditan Leglin the Braisa, that we find that Machitza can mean Eguda, Machitza Sakem Shanifritza, which means the wall of the vineyard that breaks, so therefore you see the Machitza can mean a wall. Now, yes, from the Garsi, the art text that the Gir says did not, like you learned in the Mishnah. But this is not a Mishnah anywhere, and rather it is like the Gir Sikha Tanya. And some Gir says have the words v'imkein, or the Gir says v'imtoimer. Now, if you're going to say, hey, chaposhim and nabagaz l'kama, how did the Gemara resolve on Baba Kamad of Kofim et Alf? From this, that he judges and holds you liable for something indirect, like over here, which was indirect causing of klayim. Now, they might say Mishnah, if it was a Mishnah, have a Sishapa. Okay, that would make sense. It's not Mishnah Remeh. As we know, as Yimar tells us in Erev and Tzadik Vav, that anonymous Mishnah is Remeh. But if he's telling me it's a Braisa, how are we proving regarding that this is Remeh's opinion? So, the Gemara understood the Asik Remeh, that the Braisa is going to Remeh, because it must need the klayim from the Mishnah and Klayim, and the seventh parak and the fourth Mishnah, the Ma'aseh Asam, where there it's brought Hamsachech Eskefana Al Gavit Rosh Hashavir. Someone leans his grapevine on someone else's grain. He's a kiddush. It's making a Klayim. Mechay Bechirus is responsible for what he did. But he's not Mishnah, and that's anonymous Mishnah, which is Remeir. So Hekach therefore he namedik tani kiddush. So there also this halach of the Brice that says it made a Klayim must be also Remeir. And therefore, so we see it is Remeir from his opinion of Mishnah. So we're going to have to be more lengthy about this over here. Connects this master begins the Gemara. The words of this Baisa. So if the wall of the vineyard breaks, so Oimalei Godar appears. In other words, the owner of the grain tells the Balakam, the owner of the vineyard, that he tells him to fence in his wall because Vuhu Mazik, because he's a damaging party. Why? Because the Arba Amish Amru Laharchik, this four Amish that we said you have to distance the grapevine from the wheat, Bishwala Bait Sakem, is because that's how much space the one who's working the vineyard needs. Kedamina and the Pekshim Lekaman on the Chavav Mabes, Chavav Menal. So therefore, it's his responsibility to distance. Now, Philip Abuse, the Kamalakaman, even abuses it later on, Dafit Chazim Bez, Chavay Mabes, Alan Nizig Larchis, that's my, that it's actually the victim has to distance himself. When it's his arrows, which is the case over here, and therefore, it's the victim telling the perpetrator, the owner of the vineyard, to distance himself, or meaning to go and fence in the wall. Now, the Emory, the Reese says, that's why the Brisa says, he tells him to fence in. But why don't you just say, he has to tell him? Why don't you say, he has to fence in the wall? No, because he actually has to warn him. Because if he actually doesn't want him to fence it in Chamech Yosi, that can actually be responsible for that liability. And that's why it actually says it twice. Nifritza, if it breaches, he tells him to fence it in. Because even the second time when it breaks, he has to warn him because he doesn't think that he has to fence it in every single moment. Now, the nefetz of Pam Shlish is not when it breaks. The third time, the reason not sure in Sok Las Reis Kol Shod, you have to warn him every single time. Hashem Esagim Trezim, there was enough that you warn him two times. Ben Sok Las Reis, you have to warn him anymore for his liability. Now, Ben Tamifarash, he explains, Lachin Naka Trezimni, the reason why it says it two times, to let us know, Shem Yishtesevus Messiah, that if it adds on a joint growth of 200th. Whether what was added on by the first time it breached, and whether what was breached the second time, the aim is from lesser, that they're not going to combine to make it prohibited. And each time, we say that it's nullified in the kosher that wasn't climbed. And therefore, it says it again to say that it's a separate entity. So it says right after, because the comment says, I was lengthy about this, and Baba Kamda Kofam Abbez, Paragrama Isha, and Shabbos Dav Samachay Omid Bez, and also Mokharis Dav Chav Bez, Omid Bez.